Welcome to Hardstop, talking marketing, tech, business, and more with industry leaders and game changers.
On today's show, Rico Elmore, CEO and president of Fatheads Eyewear.
It was pretty interesting. I was invited on a show called Million Dollar Genius on the History Channel. They asked me how, you know, when did you know that it was the real deal, right? Your eureka moment. And I'm like, you know, when you have the world's largest retailer call you and go, hey, we're interested in your product, that's kind of when it starts, you know, you're like, okay, we've got something here, you know.
And now it's your Hard Stop host, Adam Ritz.
He is Rico Elmore, and he's got a pretty fascinating story. Rico, thanks for joining me on Hard Stop.
Absolutely. Honored to be here.
And it's a busy time in your life with the holidays around the corner. And I know you're a busy guy, so I'm glad you're going to give us 15 minutes here to get to know you and Fatheads and what you guys do with these sunglasses and even more than sunglasses. Give us a real quick, for our listeners that don't know what Fatheads is, what is Fatheads? What do you do?
So we're the leading manufacturer of oversized optical and sun frames. Started in 2004, mainly because I couldn't find eyewear to fit. I got a fat head. That's how it rolls.
It's an oversized head, as you said.
Big brains.
Inside that giant skull of yours, and you couldn't find sunglasses. When did you first notice nothing fits me? When did you have the big head? Was it, this is high school, college, your late 20s?
It was 2004, so I was, you know.
Well, you had to have had the big head before then.
I had the big head when I was a kid. You know, I was in Little League football, and literally they were getting helmets from the Colts for me to wear, and that pretty well carried on all through high school, so.
Rico Elmore is our guest. He's the founder of Fatheads with a Z, fatheads.com, oversized glasses and eyewear. Early on, you know, you're a businessman too, because a lot of people have good ideas. There were a lot of people with big heads that probably thought, gee, I'd like to have a pair of sunglasses that could fit my oversized cranium. But you had some sort of business acumen to be able to take it to the next step. Let's talk about those days. Idea to business.
So I had the idea in 04. I came back. The first thing that I thought that I should do is probably talk to a design firm, engineering people, you know, to kind of come up with the idea how we would make these larger and do our thing. I finally got with somebody that said, yeah, we'll do it, after the first one told me that it was a horrible idea.
Were they skinny?
They were.
Somebody with a little head.
They were narrow-minded is what I would like to refer to it as. So. But so after getting kicked around a little bit, I found somebody to do it, invested my whole life savings in it. As I always tell the story, you know, my wife said, you know, are you sure this is a good idea? And I said, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. She goes, well, when do you think we're going to get some money back? Because, you know, that was kind of like a reserve that would make it good for us. And I said, well, why don't you give me 90 days? I think I can get it done, you know? And so I put the heat on me, right? Well, about 4 years and 90 days later, I think we got our first paycheck. So it was not an easy deal, but I had the idea. And there's a lot of people that have ideas that never follow them, that never chase the dream. And I chased the dream. This is my baby, you know, and this is what it's about. And, you know, at the end of the day, somebody asked me long ago, they said, why didn't you quit? I said, well, I wanted to try to get my money back is what I was really wanting to do. And, you know, I'm not the quitting type either. So I never stopped on it. But the bottom line is a smarter man probably would have, you know, he would with all of the things that happened, he probably would have backed out of it. But, you know, we never did, and we kept fighting for it. And, you know, the team that's around me that goes to battle with me every day, I couldn't do it without them. And that's really what it boils down to is, you know, having people that are a lot smarter than you with you. So that's the whole program.
So I'm hearing a theme of persistence here. Some people telling you that's a terrible idea, that'll never work. You persist. The idea of roughly 15 years ago, And just to give our listeners some idea of what you're up to now, 15 years later, how many employees do you have? What is your distribution? I mean, this is an American success story.
Yeah, so we've got over 20 employees now. We've got distribution all across the United States. We've got Canada. We've got Mexico, Chile, Puerto Rico, the UK, Russia, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, we ship pretty much everywhere, but we have actually ship points in several of those places that are master distributors. So, you know, I think, like I said, I think somebody smarter probably would have said, you know what, I better stop. This is a bad idea. I'm just going to back out, cut my losses, go sack groceries, do something to make money, and I never did.
I never did. Great story. And when you say just distribution across the planet, you're not necessarily selling these frames on a website to an individual user, although you might. But what you're mostly focused on is sending enormous batches of your eyewear to a retail center, and then they sell those to their customers. That's how it works.
And that is it. You know, the thing of it is, we want to have a retailer because the level of service that they can provide. Online is great. Amazon's great. All of that stuff's great. The dot-coms are great. But at the end of the day, the personal service, if somebody wants it, we want a retailer handling that. We want them to take care of them. But we also ship individual packages all over the planet. There's no order too small. There's no order too big. We're into all of it. And it's absolutely awesome to think about some days when, you know, the amount of people's lives that we touch in this building with this team, with the products that we make, that make life better for them. And that's really what it's about.
Rico Elmore is our guest. He's the CEO of Fat Heads Eyewear, Fat Heads with a Z, fatheads.com. 4 years and 90 days in, you finally made some money. do you remember the first, maybe not what you would consider a large payday today, but your first check that came in for a substantial order at that time? Do you remember who that was and what that store was and what the order was and how much it was? How many years into after your idea launched did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was probably a couple of years in, you know, 2 or 3 years in. And it was pretty interesting. I was invited on a show called Million Dollar Genius on the History Channel. And they asked me how, when did you know that it was the real deal, right? Your eureka moment, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Hell, I thought they were talking about a vacuum cleaner, right? I was like, when I swept, or what do you mean? So, but that's my education coming into play. But anyhow, you know, your eureka moment. And I'm like, well, you know, the whole thing about it is, you know, when you have the world's largest retailer call you and go, hey, we're interested in your product, that's kind of when it starts, you know, you're like, okay, we've got something here, you know, and everything's timing, you know, and I wanted that deal that day, but guess what? That deal didn't happen the way I wanted it to, period, you know, 2 years later, but we started doing something 2 years later. And then, you know, another 2 years past that, we started doing a little bit more. And, you know, we've grown the business alongside a lot of great retail partners and a lot of individuals that have, you know, stuck with us and always come back to buy something else that's cool that we've brought out. So
is there a way for our listeners to search out maybe on YouTube that episode of Million Dollar? What was it? Million Dollar?
Million Dollar Genius.
Million Dollar Genius.
Yeah.
Is that on your business card? It should be. Hi, I'm Rico Elmore. Million. You might have seen me on Million Dollar Genius.
Well, the great part of it is Forrest Lucas is a huge mentor of mine and very close friend, the whole family. But Forrest says he calls me up the night that it's going to be on, and he says, "Hey," he goes, "What's that called again?" And I said, "It's called Million Dollar Genius." He goes, "What the hell are you doing on there?" was like, all right, well, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for watching. I'll send you a copy on DVD.
I'll get you a DVD of it. But it was great. It was a heck of an experience, too. I was telling somebody, I said, there's only one thing that I know that they're going to put on there. It's when the camera was pointed straight up at me and I put on a pair of shades looking into it. And that's, they did use that, but you know, they had a lot of other great footage in there. And you know, we've even grown a lot more since then, and you know, continue to grow. And the team that I have around me, and that's what makes this happen. You know, I can't do this on my own.
That's great. The humility we're hearing in your voice. That's the third time you've mentioned your team. So yeah. You must be a fun guy to work for too.
Nobody works for me.
Oh, that's even better.
Nobody works.
Are you hiring? For me. I would like to not work for you.
There's some that like to not work for me and still want to get paid too. But okay. But no, we work together. We don't work for anybody. There may be titles within the building, but at the end of the day, if the fork truck needs driven, guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to get driven.
One of the cool things that I like being a sports fan from hearing about your company. Again, we're speaking with Rico Elmore, the founder and CEO of Fatheads Eyewear, Fatheads with a Z, oversized eyewear. And you think about the offensive linemen in the NFL who have heads as big as yours, maybe bigger, and they need your product. And I remember reading about your work with Lincoln Kennedy from the Oakland Raiders back in the day. Real quick, I know you've got a hard stop coming up. Talk about some of those, if you can, some of those bigger head celebrities that love your product.
Well, the cool thing about it is, so we did a trade show in Las Vegas, and this was in 06. So we're doing this trade show, and the next thing you know, we go back to the room, and I get an email that says, hey, we've got an online order. I'm like, it's on now. It's on now. I don't know where this came from, but it's on now, right? Well, we didn't get another order for about 6 months after that order. And I think it was one more order. And we didn't get another one past that for another 2 months. You know, this is the infant stages of things, right?
Welcome to business.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, welcome along. But anyhow, once we had the product ready, I called him and I said, hey, you know, I just want to call and thank you for your business. But how did you find us? That was Tamerlane Kennedy Jr. So I call up and I said, is this Tamerlane? And he goes, yeah. And I said, hey, I just want to thank you for your order. You know, I got it. It's shipping. And, you know, by the way, how'd you find out about us? And he said, well, he goes, I was looking for some of my buddies I played in the league with. And I was actually looking for fathead.com, which started a year after us, by the way. You know, I was looking for them instead of, you know, and not you, but I stumbled upon your site. I said, oh, okay. I said, so you play in the NFL? He goes, yeah, I played. Very humble guy, very humble. Yeah, I played a few seasons. I said, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, we provide the Colts O-line with, you know, eyewear. He goes, oh, he said, Jeff Saturday and Tark are good buddies of mine. I said, yeah. I said, I love those guys. They're great friends of mine, too. He goes, yeah. He said, they know me by Lincoln. And it hit me. I was like, this is Lincoln Kennedy on the phone. Holy fish. Right? And you know, the best part of it is he and I have been dear friends since, you know what I mean? It was like the connection. And so it was unbelievable. And you know, we shipped him his stuff. He loved it. And just keep on keeping on. But, you know, him for one, you know, Daryl Sheets, Daryl the Gambler off of Storage Wars. You know, Tony Saragusa. You got Coach Pagano, you know, with the Colts.
Well, it's a fascinating business, fascinating personal story from you, Rico Elmore. Before we let you get out of here with your hard stop, give us your digital properties and we'll let you go.
Yeah, at Rico Elmore on Twitter, at Fatheads on Twitter. We've got, you know, Fatheads Eyewear on Fatheads or on Facebook, Rico Elmore on Facebook. So there's several. You can go to RicoElmore.com. That's a personal page that has some of my information on it. So birth date, social security, home phone number, you know, different things like that. So
and full episodes of Millionaire Genius that
yes,
you've appeared
yes,
on.
Yes, of course. Right.
It's Fatheads with a Z, Fatheads.com. RicoElmore.com. Rico Elmore, thank you so much for being on the show.
Awesome.
We've come to a hard stop. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends to download and listen to all Hard Stop shows at HardStopShow.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I've got a hard stop, and this voiceover session is over.